I'm John Branion, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. Warning, this episode contains sexism, bigotry, and discrimination. Listener discretion is advised. I'm guilty of sexist discrimination. I treat people differently depending on their gender, even at church. I've been discriminating against women for years, and I didn't even know it. I've been convicted. I owe my Christian sisters an apology. Allow me to confess my bigotry. During every Sunday morning service, we take a couple of minutes to greet people. Often my friend Jack greets me by sneaking up behind me and grabbing my butt. Not a gentle pat, a five-fingered, cheek-crushing squeeze. He doesn't release quickly either. He'll hold on to it until I make some kind of submissive noise, like "Gah!" Then I turn around and punch him in the shoulder or chest, whichever is closer. And that concludes the greeting ritual. There's another dude at my church, we'll call him Condi, who refuses to accept handshakes as greetings. Instead, he demands I greet him with a holy kiss, as mentioned throughout the New Testament. Usually I respond by punching him in the shoulder or chest, whichever is closer. Occasionally I oblige him. The Bible does not specify exactly how to give a holy kiss, so there is freedom to express our individuality. For my holy kiss, I do a tight, full frontal embrace while pressing my face into Condi's cheek hard enough to leave lip prints. As of this writing, Condi is the only person to ever receive a holy kiss from me. And that is why I'm convicted. I've never greeted a woman with a holy kiss. Just thinking about it makes me uncomfortable. What's worse is, the reason I don't greet women by grabbing their butts is because they're women. That is sexism, no matter how you slice it. Whew, I feel better already. Confession truly is good for the soul. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with absolute purity. 1 Timothy 5:1.